anyone willing to attend to their actual experience. 2,500 years ago in India, a man named Gautama experienced this liberation. He devoted the remainder of his life to teaching others how to experience the same freedom of mind. After he awakened from the crippling ignorance that kept him from knowing what was actually going on, he became known as the Buddha, the Awakened One. When the Buddha was asked to sum up his teaching in a single word, he said, "Awareness. This is a book about awareness. Not awareness of something in particular, but awareness itself. Being awake, alert, in touch with what is actually happening. It's about examining and exploring the most basic questions of life. It's about relying on the immediate experience of this present moment. It's not about belief, doctrine, formula, or tradition. It's about freedom of mind." The Buddha learned to see directly into the nature of experience. As a result of his teaching and his life, a new religion arose and spread throughout the world. In the process, like all religions, Buddhism accumulated and generated a variety of beliefs, rituals, ceremonies, and practices. As it spread from country to country, it acquired a wide variety of cultural trappings. Special clothes and hats, statues, incense, gongs, bells, whistles, even peculiar architectural forms, icons, and symbols. This book leaves all that behind. Rituals, ceremonies, prayers, and special outfits are inevitable, but they do not, they cannot, express the heart of what the Buddha taught. In fact, all too often, such things get in the way. They veil the simple wisdom of the Buddha's words and distract us from it. This is a major problem, and not just for those of us raised in the West. It is not easy to know where Buddhism ends and Asian culture begins, or to distinguish the original and authentic teachings of the Buddha from what was added later by people with less acute insight. As a result, many Americans and Europeans genuinely believe that Buddhism is about worshiping Buddha, or bowing and wearing robes, or working oneself into a trance, or coming up with answers to bewildering riddles, or past and future incarnations. Buddhism is not about these beliefs and practices. The observations and insights of the Buddha are plain, practical, and eminently down-to-earth. They deal exclusively with here and now, not with theory, speculation, or belief in some far-off time or place. Because these teachings remain focused on this moment, even as you listen to this, they remain relevant and of profound value to every culture and every person who investigates them seriously. It is to these uncluttered, original insights and observations that this book returns. This book is divided into three parts. In part one, we'll focus on the primary teachings of the Buddha, which he called the Four Truths of Existence. In part two, we'll focus in greater detail on the fourth of these truths. Here, the Buddha lays out a path, a practical and effective way of life, by which we can understand and deal with the world as we find it. And in part three, we'll look more closely still to magnify the first two aspects of this path. These two aspects comprise the wisdom teachings of the Buddha, those that deal with human intent and awareness. For people investigating Buddhism for the first time, Buddhism, plain and simple, offers a clear, straightforward look at the wisdom and guidance of an enlightened teacher who lived some 2,500 years ago, but whose teachings remain as vital and penetrating today as ever. For people already familiar with Buddhism, including long-time practitioners, this book provides a long-needed overview of Buddhism's essentials, free of the fetters and cultural trappings that have accumulated over 25 centuries. For every person with a desire to see deeply into the nature of existence, it is a call to awakening. The Journey into Now. The man known to us as Buddha lived in northern India, present-day Nepal,